T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
TL is Y98.
In the Brit Mega Show on Y98.
How's everyone doing today?
I'm feeling pumped up.
Why
I worked out this morning.
I saw you sending email at 3:55, so I figured you were going to the gym.
Yep, that was me driving on the way to the gym.
How was the workout?
Good. I did back and cardio, and I always say every time I do this, I feel so good when I work out in the morning before the show. I should do this more. And then I like fall off for a week, and then I'll go in the afternoon. But once again, here I am today working out before the show, and I feel really good.
I was doing them. I've been waking up like super early, and then we have a baby, and then he wakes up the baby. So it was like creating a lot of chaos in my house. And so I've been like staying and running like safety guard. Like if I see him get up, I like try to put him back down to bed. I put him, bring him back into his room. And so I haven't been working out as much at 4:30 in the morning, and I miss him because I feel like I have a much better day. It sounds crazy, but working out super, super early like that, the gym is empty. Something good about starting your day that way. I actually really
like
it.
You get it out of the way.
And
Say it like that, but yeah, it does it. It's one of those things where it's not on your mind. You're not worried about doing it because it's already done.
And I'm someone who's really busy, so I feel like everyone feels this way, but like, I don't know if other people, like my wife starts to pick up energy late at night. I start at a full tank and I just constantly am draining the tank. there's never like a boost at any point. There's never a wave for me.
I'm just constantly
on the decline.
Mentally, I'm more free in the morning. So like I'm not getting work emails. People aren't texting me. So I can be at the gym and fully focus on my workout rather than in the afternoon. I'm getting like calls and texts and emails, and I focus more on that than I do on the workout. So
my sister used to wake up really early in the morning. Yeah. So my parents made a rule. They were like, they put a clock in her room and they were like, when this hand is on 7, you're allowed to get out of bed. So she would just sit there and wait, and then she would go.
Right at 7.
You should try that.
That was me.
You can't read the time
I wasn't
yet.
Allowed to call people until 8 a.m. because I would, on my house phone when I was little, I would call everybody I knew. Like super early, and then I got in trouble.
I remember same like sleepover, thing. I would just like lay at other people's houses.
Yeah, just
like,
wait. Yeah, so,
because I've always been an early.
That's
person.
The most awkward when you're
so
waiting.
Yeah,
when you're sleeping
that.
On a friend's and you're waiting. Yep. You're like, should I wake him up? Should I tell him I'm awake? Or like, do I just sit here and wait?
I would just cough really loud a lot. constantly just trying to like casually. Right. Oh, you're up. How did that happen?
We can't invite Brett over. He's got another cold.
There would be like a lot of people saying that dude cannot sleep over at the house. Yep, now my wife says that.
The all-new Brit Mega Show. Live from the...
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
The good news for today is an exciting one for me because the team and I, we will be out at Ted Drew's this afternoon celebrating a very special occasion, and that is 95 years of Ted Drew's. I've got Travis with Ted Drew's telling us a little bit about the event and what's going on today.
Well, thanks, Alex. We're really excited about it. 95 years seems like a long time, right? And I think it's great. We're happy to even make it this long. It's going to be a great day. We've got a lot of things planned. So one of the main things is that we're going to invite just St. Louisans who'd like to come to be with us and have fun for that event. We've got some food, little snacks, things available. We've got Fred Bird coming, Cardinal Glennon, Children's Hospital will be there, Stray Rescue will be there, and we'll also have St. Louis Food Bank.
Awesome.
We'd love to have everyone come just to help in donating to them, too.
Yeah, and what time is the event going to go on today? I know we will be out there from 3 to 5, but when can people swing by?
It will start at 3 o'clock, and we'll end at about 7.
Awesome. If you are looking for something to do, and of course, the best news possible that I could think of is Ted Drew's been around for 95 years to 95 more years ahead, right?
Oh, thanks. Yes, we look forward to it.
It's good news. It's brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new CD rates at togethercu.org.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals Game Time. It's the Cardinals and the Mets. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in care. First pitch is Friday at 6:10 on our sister station, KMOX. Me,
baby. The polls are open.
All right, let's do the poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Excuse me. We are all going out to the 95th anniversary to Ted Drew's. So it made me think, would you rather have unlimited ice cream, like unlimited custard, or unlimited fries?
Ooh, this is hard. Okay, Ted Drew's, I love you, and I'm so excited to go out there today. Love me some ice cream, but nothing will ever top fries for me. I think fries might be my ultimate favorite food. There's so many different varieties and sauces you can dip it in.
Do you dip it in the ice cream ever?
Like a frosty, doing your frosty sometimes.
I lean ranch. I'm a ranch girl, mayo girl, Thousand Island girl, campfire sauce girl, Chick-fil-A sauce girl.
You just dip a fry and everything, huh?
Yep.
I'm doing ice cream.
Ice cream?
And yeah, the frozen custard Ted Drew's is amazing. So, and they've got a ton of varieties. So yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I guess they do. Talking about variety.
That's true.
I too love Ted Drew's. Obviously, we're going to be there. But I think the french fry for me is more... like versatile.
Uh-huh. Very.
And, you know, any time of the day, any time of the night, doesn't matter. French Agreed. Fries, just delicious.
Yep. I'm going french fries.
Yeah. Respect Ted Drew's, but fries, man. Mm-hmm. Can we get a fry concrete or what?
No.
Now, maybe you're onto something.
Oh, see, yeah. Yeah.
They would.
Salty sweet.
There we go.
The polls are open.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
If you haven't seen this video that we posted on Instagram, Brett Mega Show, everyone's talking about it because AB did a video for Moulin Rouge, and it basically is a music video. You showing off, girl. You acting like you in Moulin Rouge.
It was fun.
Hannah, you're in it too?
Yep.
Tell the story about how many times AB made you shoot that video.
Thousand times my feet. When I look at that video, I'm so impressed, but I can feel the aches in my feet from how many times we had to shoot it and the heels we had to wear. Yeah.
So much fun. It is an experience. If you haven't seen the video yet, check us out on Instagram, Brett Mega Show. We got a 4-pack of tickets to see Moulin Rouge when it comes to town next week. If you don't win these tickets, you can still grab them. Where at, AB?
MetroTix.com. TIX.com.
MetroTix.com. Or you can just win them right now for playing Hannah's Homeschool. 314-531-9898. By the way, the same place that cool music video is posted is an answer to one of the Hannah's Homeschool questions. We always put a cheat sheet up so you have an answer automatically today.
Thank you for listening and tell your friends.
Hannah's Homeschool.
Karen. Megan.
Yes.
Let's do some Hannah's homeschool. You've been studying?
Maybe.
Oh. All right, Karen. So what we do is we always post an answer up on Instagram. So we'll make sure you have one of the answers. If you follow us on the Brett Mega Show, I'll ask you and Hannah the same five questions, five pop culture questions. Hannah has to leave the room so she can't hear the questions, okay?
All right.
All right, get out of here, Hannah. All right, here's the first question. Tom Brady's roast will air on Netflix's will air on Netflix on May 5th. What position did Tom Brady play in the NFL?
He's the quarterback.
Yes. This is the question that we the answer to the question we had posted up on Instagram on the Brett Maga Show. They are looking for someone to watch all the Star Wars movies and get paid. Who is the bad guy in the Star Wars movies?
Darth Vader.
All right. Yep. Who is Darth Vader's son, speaking of Star Wars and Darth Vader?
Luke Skywalker.
You're three for three. Patrick Mahomes says the reason he hasn't hosted Saturday Night Live is because he has a fear of what?
The crowd.
Okay.
The people.
And what type of animal is the Trix cereal mascot?
That's a rabbit.
That's right.
There we go. Rabbit. Boom! All right, hold on one second.
Okay.
We're going to bring in Hannah. You got 4 out of 5 correct. We're going to see how she did, okay?
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah is entering back into the room where Hannah will answer the same 5 questions that Karen just got done answering for Hannah's homeschool. It's a pop culture pop quiz on the Brett Maga Show. Hannah, she did pretty good. She got 4 out of 5 correct.
Ooh, okay.
So, gotta be on your A-game.
Really good lately.
A lot of Star Wars questions, a lot of sports questions here.
Really?
Yes, actually. I wish I was joking, but don't.
Why would you do that?
Because I really want Karen to win. Tom Brady's comedy roast will air on Netflix on May 5th. What position did Tom Brady play in the NFL?
Quarterback.
Wow. Oh, didn't even. She's like, I am sports.
That's the
center.
Only one I know.
Okay.
The only position I know. That's why I said
this was the answer that we had posted on Instagram. If you follow us on Instagram, we always post an answer to Hannah's homeschool on the Brett Maga Show. So follow us on IG for an advantage against Hannah. We love for you to have any advantage against Hannah, actually. They're looking for someone to watch all the Star Wars movies and get paid. Who is the bad guy in the Star Wars movies?
Darth Vader.
Yeah,
I wasn't going to give you Darth Vader. Job. I wouldn't have done it.
You Kevin corrected me on that before, and so I knew that one.
That's how Kevin... Yep. All right, let's get into his paternity test, though. Okay?
Uh-oh.
Another Star Wars question. Who is Darth Vader's son?
Luke Skywalker.
Whoa! No! Getting through the sports
job.
And Star Wars. Another... NFL guy in a question.
What?
I know you just keep coming. Patrick Mahomes says the reason he hasn't hosted Saturday Night Live is because he has a fear of what?
Teleprompters.
Keep
them coming, baby.
Yeah. Karen did not get that one correct. That's the one she missed.
That one's really hard. And then, I just read a story over that. That's why I know it.
Ty does go to Hannah, so you got the win. What type of animal is the Trix cereal mascot?
It's a bunny. White bunny.
Well, yeah. Oh. Well,
rabbit.
It's a rabbit. So, yeah, silly rabbit tricks are for kids, but...
Yeah, we wouldn't have given you that point.
What? That is right. I don't even know. If someone asked me what's the difference between a bunny and a rabbit, nothing. I
was
going
to Google actually the difference because I don't know the difference before we did this and I forgot to. So there's a difference. I'm sure of it. Someone will text us. Hannah, you get the win. So sorry, Karen. But you do have to say this is Karen and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Karen and I have been schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
The all new... Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Let's do a little keep it moving on the Brett Maga Show. I'll move through some of these stories, at least the stories that Hannah tells me to. We're going to take a look at all the trending stories. I read off headlines and Hannah either tells me keep it moving. That story is no good to me. It's boring or it's not interesting. Or she'll say, hey, I need more details. That story sounds super interesting. We'll cover all the trending stories in 2 minutes and the clock is running. Which celebrity would people like to see run for president?
Who?
Denzel Washington was number one on the list.
Honestly, anybody would be better than who we currently have running, so sure, I'll take it.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson was 2, Tom Hanks 3, Clint Eastwood and George Clooney round out the top. Number one woman on the list, Oprah.
I like it.
How much do we
spend?
Anything better? How much do we spend on reluctant tipping every single year?
You know, I'm going to pass because I don't think that's something really we really need to hold on to. We should be tipping because we're nice.
Okay. Speaking of not holding on to things, cow farts.
Sure.
Gotta let them out. Scientists are working on breeding cows that are less flatulence. New research shows...
What does that word mean?
Flatulence?
Flatulence, yeah.
What is that?
Farts.
Farts.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
That's like a doctor word for farts.
That's very, very intelligent
that's
word.
So smart, Brett.
I've really learned something today.
God, I love you, Hannah. Anyways.
It's what time is it? Like 6 a.m.?
7 a.m.
7 a.m. and I learned something new today.
Learned how to read time, too.
Flatulence. See, I can't even say it.
She said flatulence.
Anyways, way better than having a serious conversation. Let's go back to this. Cows have actually created a serious issue for climate change. Research found that breeding less flatulence cows significantly reduced rising in emission levels and so plays a major role in global warming.
Wow.
So that was a very sophisticated
You rock my world, Brett.
Okay. Sour Patch Kids Oreos.
Yes. No. No.
Okay. No. The cicadas are so loud. People.
No,
are,
I don't care. They're fake.
You not. You mean they're fake? The cicadas are fake now?
This is Eclipse Part 2.
Okay. This has been Hannah's Science.
Yeah.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving. Something's got a hold.
Mega Minds!
We are about to kick off an hour of commercial-free music on the Brett Mega Show, but first, we've got to see if we can answer the Mega Mind question of the day. All right. According to a recent study, this is America's most hated food.
I got to go with onions. Gross. Ooh. They smell bad. They make you smell bad.
I love onions.
People always remove them.
They add a good little flavor to everything.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
All right.
Brett, I know you're an onion hater.
Alex is right, though. Does that flavor don't like to eat onions? Gross.
I'm torn because it might be another vegetable, but I'm going to say the side piece that goes with onions, liver.
It's on the list in the top three, but not number one. Liver was liver. Actually number two.
Yeah.
You Maybe. Want it?
Oh, tomatoes.
Oh, no.
I feel like a lot of people take those off their sandwiches.
It's like mixed ketchup, red sauces. Like,
yum.
That was just a terrible guess.
Sorry, guys.
I mean, I don't like tomatoes itself. But like,
I didn't ask
so
my dad for help this morning.
Yeah,
that's Alex? Obvious.
Always phone a friend.
I'm going to go like anchovies or something like that.
Oh, those are bad.
Great answer. Number three. Mm. So we got number two and number three. The number one answer is still up for grabs.
I didn't get number one.
No, it's not onions. People like onions.
Brett, what do you think? Oh, wait, you don't guess. Never
mind. I happen to know the answer.
What do you think?
What do you think, Brett?
I actually, you want me to guess? You might be impressed.
No.
But
no,
I reveal.
No.
Oh, my God, Brett got it right, guys.
He gets them right all the time.
Yeah, how does he do
wow.
it?
Wow.
314. What are you doing today? Are you drinking? What's in your shaker? You actually started the show. People always ask me, what's in my shaker bottle from Supplement Superstores? Now I'm actually.
My dad just texted me Beats. That's my new answer.
No, he's wrong, too.
Dang.
You still come to the party late, man. 314-531-9898. We'll read out your text messages. According to a recent survey, this is the number one most hated food by Americans. Answers coming your way at 718.
Mega Minds.
Mega Show on Y98, St. Louis.
The weather's brought to you by Ashley. This is home, mostly cloudy, high of 66 today. Some possible rain this evening, low of 54.
Mega Minds.
Got the sunshine. We're going to be out at Ted Drew's this afternoon for their 95th anniversary. And I got the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. According to a recent study, this is Americans' most hated food.
All right, Meyer family.
Anchovies and liver was number two and three, but we haven't hit number one yet, Hannah.
All right, Meyer family says black olives. Allison says lettuce. Connie and Christine say Brussels sprouts. Jordan says sardines. Lily says lima beans. Aaron says anchovies. Mallory and Kara say black licorice.
Black licorice.
Vicky says oysters. She also says radishes. Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete say escargot.
Oh, yeah, snails.
And Heather says okra.
There is a lot of terrible food on that list, but yes. I actually don't think I heard the winner. Tofu.
Really? Really?
Number one. Wow. Americans are like,
wow.
What the hell is this tofu thing?
Yeah. My boyfriend used to eat that.
Your ex-boyfriend or current boyfriend?
Current.
Matt used to eat tofu?
Yes. Every day with mustard.
Ugh.
Mustard is the worst thing that's ever been invented. And then he put tofu on it. Like, that's offensive.
He stopped.
I mean, he's Jack, so don't tell him I said that. But bro's got issues.
Mega minds.
All right, we're going to have some fun. Since tonight is the NFL draft, we're going to do our own draft. But we're not drafting NFL players. We're drafting couples. Wait till you hear this in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. Welcome, everyone, to the first ever Brett Mega Show Draft.
Woo!
NFL Draft is tonight. We'll be drafting NFL players. We know Hannah and AB are locked in on NFL players. Who do you think is going to go with the first pick in the draft?
Me.
You think you might be the Chicago Bears' first draft pick?
Yeah.
Hannah Bowman, everyone.
Woo!
Name a player. Who do you think is going?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, he's already on the Chiefs.
He's actually going back to the draft.
Yeah. A lot of people thinking Caleb Williams. You agree, Hannah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So instead of drafting players, because you see how good that would have went, we're going to draft couples from TVs, films, movies. These are your favorite couples. We each are going to pick our own team, like a fantasy football. Love fantasy football team. Fantasy football
team. The love team.
The love team. So we'll each draft couples from film or movies, fantasy football style. So it works snake style. So we'll have the first pick in the draft, and then it will go in reverse. So after it'll go, say Hannah has the first pick, then you'll have the last pick in the second round, just so you know.
Okay.
Snake style.
Oh, we do it one at a time?
We do one at a time. Oh, okay. Yeah, so we'll find out who has the first pick in the draft here. All right. Let's find out the draft order. No one knows the draft order. First pick in the draft will go to Alex.
Thank you.
Alex, we'll have pick number one. Pick number
two
will go to me.
Ugh.
Woof. I know who I'm taking with the second pick.
You better not.
I know
you better not.
AB with the third pick in the draft.
Okay.
Finding out the draft order here. Kevin, fourth pick. And then Hannah, you will have the last pick. But you get the first pick in the second round, though, too. So think about that. Okay. All right, so Alex, you're up first. Which couple would you take from film or movies?
Yeah.
I think there's a clear number one here.
Well, I think my clear number one may be different, and I think our listeners might agree with me here.
We're going to give you a chance to vote, by the way, which team is the best.
With the number one overall pick in the 2024 Brett Mega Show relationship couple draft,
yeah,
I am going to pick from Boy Meets World, Corey and Topanga.
Dang, I wanted Corey and Topanga. That's a good pick, but I think he reached for them at one.
I wanted them though.
Turn off Brett's mic, Kevin.
I'm torn. There's two couples I'm flirting between.
You are not torn. Don't even.
There is a clear, I think, number one couple that everyone is obsessed with. Best couple of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I really want to steal Meredith Grey and Derek Shepherd from
Hannah. Those are my people. I have years of my life committed to them.
All right. I'm going for the win here because I don't think that's a good pick.
Oh, you're not picking that?
I'm going to go Allie and Noah. Allie and Noah from The Notebook.
Okay, fine. Have them.
Allie and Noah from The Notebook, everyone, is my first pick.
Okay.
All right, AD.
My next, okay. I am going to go Jim and Pam from The Office.
Oh, that's why I had a number two. That's a good prick. I went between Ellie and Noah and Jim and Pam, but I think Ellie and Noah is just, they're just better love story.
Yeah.
All right. Good pick, though.
I'm going longevity. I'm going a team that's been around for a long, long time, and they have a relationship very similar to what I have with my lovely wife, Sarah. I'm talking about the one and only Homer and Marge Simpson.
Ooh.
I like that one.
Longevity there. All right. That's the first cartoon couple off the board.
Okay.
Hannah, you get the last pick. This is the last pick of the first round, and then you get the second. You get the first pick of the second round. So go ahead.
So you're my best one?
You get two picks in a row.
Do I do my best couple?
Yes.
Hannah, everyone is playing the game. I don't know.
Okay. Meredith and Derek. I claim them.
Hannah's taking Meredith and Derek.
So everyone has their first round pick. Hannah's going to come back and kick off round number two, we hope. This is our couple draft from TV and movies, and then you're going to vote which team is the best. We're doing our own draft on Y98. Somebody save me. We're commercial free during the first ever Brett Mega Show draft. Tonight the NFL draft is going down. So we are doing our own draft on the show right now, but instead of drafting NFL players, we are drafting couples from movies, TV. We're drafting love. Which couples do you just absolutely love or inspired to be? Man, there's a lot of good couples out there. So far off the board is Allie and Noah from The Notebook, Jim and Pam from The Office, Marge and Homer from The Simpsons, Topanga and Corey from Boy Meets World, and then Meredith and Derek from Grey's Anatomy. That was the first round. Hannah, you had the last pick in the first round, but you get the first pick in the second round because it's snake order. Who are you taking?
All right, so I already had this one on my list, but we also are getting texts on the text line of people like rooting for others. And I'm going to take Jack and Rebecca from This Is Us.
Oh.
The most heart-wrenching best couple.
Yeah, but there's a wrong This Is Us couple. I actually thinking about going in a different direction. Beth and Randall are a better couple.
No.
Yeah, they're the better couple.
Was that your pick?
I don't know.
No, you're not next.
I'm not next.
No.
I think that she made a mistake.
Stop talking.
I think she made a mistake.
I am next.
Kevin?
You know what? I got to go with this couple. This has been, I'm telling you right now, when you think of great couples, and they've had several TV shows, they're massive in the DC universe, you got to go with Clark Kent and Lois Lane.
You would.
I thought about that.
I don't know who these people are.
Superman!
Even I knew that, AB.
Wow.
Huh? Well, he didn't steal your pick, it sounds like.
He did not.
You're up.
All right, I'm going to go with Cam and Mitch from Modern Family.
Oh, that's another great pick.
Mm-hmm. It's a good
great
one.
Great pick.
All right, I'm going to go same-sex couple back-to-back because I think, again,
Okay. Classic
mistake. This is what I was torn between. It's Randall and Beth, but I'm going to go David and Patrick from S Creek. David and Patrick from S Creek.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I'm playing for the win, guys. These are couples that really emphasize love.
That's a good one.
And a lot of people did not see David falling in love with Patrick and how they make sense. They're just a cute couple. All right, Alex, you get two picks. You get the last pick of the second round and the first pick of the third round.
Yeah, this one's, I can't believe nobody did this one. Jack and Rose from Titanic.
Oh!
Terrible pick. What a waste. She didn't even move over.
I mean,
she let the boy die.
Yeah, but the love lasts forever. How many references do we make?
It was like one boat ride for two.
That is terrible to say.
What a waste of a second round pick.
I went Jack and Rose, and then my next pick is actually going to be Schmidt and Cece from New Girl.
Oh, such a good one.
Oh, that's
New Girl.
One.
All right.
Tapping on AB's heartstrings there.
All right, so that completes your teams. What is your full team, Alex?
I got Corey and Topanga, Jack and Rose, and Schmidt and Cece.
All right, this last pick is the first time I'm going to make a move that is probably not playing for the audience, but I have to do it because if I don't pick this couple, I will no longer be a couple. My wife's favorite TV show of all time, which really is a lot of myself and her in this couple. There's the jock versus the nerd. Everyone said, I know this one. He's such an a-hole and you're a really nice person and he's a jerk. Nathan and Haley from One Tree Hill.
That's a good one.
Nathan and Haley from One Tree Hill completes my team. So I got Allie and Noah from Notebook, David and Patrick from S Creek, and Nathan and Haley from One Tree Hill. Kevin, you're up.
AB's up. I am going to go Seth and Summer from The O.C.
Really?
I'm throwing it back.
Everyone had everyone has that pick where, like, this one's for me.
Yeah, that one was for me.
That one's for you. Okay, Kevin.
Oh, man. I got so many other names.
Kevin here, I feel like.
I'm telling you right now, this has been tough because I've been thinking, you know what, do I go old school and do Harry and Sally from When Harry Met Sally?
I had them on my list, too.
Do I go a couple... and they were a great team. Han Solo and Leia Organa from Star Wars.
I thought about those two, but I figured you would
take
them.
But I'm going to go with one that I don't think people realize, and we don't have a couple like this on the board yet. We do not have a incestuous couple on the board yet. I am going with Cersei Lannister and her brother Jaime Lannister from Game of Thrones.
Wow!
I'm glad somebody did it.
Somebody needs to do that, yeah. Right?
They're brother and sister.
They're brother and sister, but it was a love that brought a kingdom down.
Sure.
All right. Spoiler alert.
I'm going to pick a safer bet.
Maybe you
should
wait till you're up. Right? Are you up?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I thought AB is up after Kevin.
No. So, yeah, I'm good.
Last pick. Okay.
All right. I'm going to go with Uncle Jesse and Aunt Becky from Full House.
Wow.
One of the hottest couples on TV.
I had them on my list, but they didn't cut my top 10, but I think it's a good couple. You know who did not get picked that surprised me now that the draft is officially over? That I really wanted is Danny and Sandy from Grease.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or any of the Friends characters. Mm. We're getting blasted on the text line.
Right. You're right.
Monica and Chiller I had pretty high up on my list, but I went for, like, I thought S Creek was really popular, and I thought Monica and Chandler would get picked
up somewhere. Yeah, I also like to say that I respect that everybody did not pick Monica and Chandler.
Why?
Well,
right.
Well, just because it's like one of those.
We have to vote for them because Chandler just passed away.
Yeah, it's like one of those, like, you
sympathetic
know.
Sympathetic votes.
Yeah, right. I agree.
Yeah.
I think Ross and Rachel is an overrated couple.
Yeah, people are texting.
They break
nobody
up all
picked
the time.
Up Ross and Rachel?
They
come
break
on.
Up. They always
were on a
break. Yeah.
They were on a break.
And another couple that we didn't mention from a TV show that I thought needs an honorable mention is Luke and Lorelai from Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Gilmore Girls need
Elena
an honorable
and Damon, mention. Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, I love them.
Claire and Jamie, Outlander.
Zach and Kelly from Saved by the Bell.
Did anybody pick Kitty and Red from That 70s Show?
No, that's another old school.
Yeah.
It's another good one.
Yeah. And then Forrest and Jenny from Forrest Gump. All right, so we'll post our teams of love on our Instagram if you follow us, the Brett Megas Show. Whatever gets the most votes, we'll move on, and we'll do it like a kind of tournament style so you get to vote, and we'll give you the results tomorrow on the show. Imagine Dragon tickets coming your way in less than 3 minutes. Let's give you some Imagine Dragon tickets. 314-531-9890. We'll give you some Imagine Dragon tickets as they come back to the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater August 16th. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
I'm going to give all of you the latest Taylor record-breaking cheat sheet in 3 minutes.
Commercial-free and one of the most fun live bands is Imagine Dragons. We got tickets to see them when they come back to St. Louis this summer on August 16th at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Lauren, you got plans on August 16th?
I sure do.
Yeah, you do. Congratulations, Lauren. We got you some Imagine Dragon tickets. Thanks so much for listening. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, hold on for those Imagine Dragon tickets. Let's get into all your entertainment news.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
I know people are like, why do you keep talking about Taylor Swift so much? Because of things like this. Her brand new album, Tortured Poets Department, is now the only album in Spotify history to surpass 1 billion streams in a single week. Exactly.
Crazy.
5 days, really. So not even a week.
Yeah.
5 days. So we're talking about this because 1 billion people are a part of this and they like the album or at least listen to it. So it broke the record of Spotify's most streamed album in a single day with more than 300 million streams in 1 day. And that wasn't just on Spotify either. It also broke the record on Apple Music. So both music platforms.
Biggest album
breaking
ever.
Wow. Records, literally. Update on the vinyl copies. That's up to 800,000
now.
And she broke her own record. The like second place or whatever, the one that she just broke, was also from herself, but it was from the vinyl of 1989, which sold 693,000. And so it's already up to 800,000 vinyl copies that have been sold.
The album hasn't even been out a full week to do all those type of numbers. And think about it. That's somebody going to a store, which most people just do Instacart,
right,
Amazon.
Right?
Like, people don't even go into stores. Walked into the store and then bought a hard copy of it, old school vinyl style. Like, it's so rare. And 800,000 sales like that is just absolutely ridiculous.
this.
Yeah, I mean, these numbers are almost like hard for me to read because they're so long. I'm like, am I even saying the right thing? She came out with a statement saying this period of the author's life is now over. The chapter closed and boarded up. There's nothing to avenge, no scores to settle once wounds have healed. And upon further reflection, a good number of them turned out to be self-inflicted. The writer of this firm believed that our tears become holy in form of ink on a page. Once we have spoken or said a story, we can be free of it.
I think that's her message saying, I know that there's a lot of people attacking Joelle Lynn and Matt Healy and anyone that she's kind of mentioned by name in those albums because the Swifties come strong. Like, she's forgiven them for the pain. We've all been in relationships, and the most important thing to do is to let go because that's when you're truly free. And so she's asking for the Swifties to do that.
Yep. Be free, Swifties, and keep on listening.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
I mean, we're totally free. We hold no grudges. But we're going to do a whole throwback throwdown in honor of our exes. In 2 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. They do. So we are running commercial free, and the girls on the show have some questions for the guys every single week. They either bring us something for us to try that we're like, have no idea, shows case that we just really don't understand women, or they bring in questions that they have from a woman's perspective and they want a male's point of view on. And you guys have a lot of questions about lingerie, huh? And you look at us and you think, these guys know lingerie. That's what you'd probably look at and you think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you do really have specifically questions about lingerie.
Yes. Yeah. So the first question would be, do you guys prefer your fiance or wife to be wearing lingerie, or like, is it annoying and you're just like, okay, be naked?
Okay. One of the first things that I do think triggered this is because my anniversary was this weekend. Mm-hmm, so right. Are you fishing to see if I got any lingerie?
Yeah.
No, there was no lingerie at this point in my marriage. There's two kids and we, you know, go to bed. That's just right. How it works when you get this point.
Mm. Kevin's like, I know that all too
exactly.
Well.
But you know, for special
you don't
occasions.
You even have to be naked if you're just there. You don't even have to be there.
So for special occasions, but the option is completely naked. Like, I walk into the room, she's wearing lingerie. I walk into the room, she's standing naked.
Yeah.
What's better?
Mm-hmm.
Both big moves. Very different.
Yeah.
I think I like lingerie. Back in the day, we would do a lot more. Like, she got lingerie for our wedding. Like, a lot of people get them for, like...
Bachelorette
parties and stuff like that. So she had a lot of lingerie. And she used to wear it back in the day. Now we got, like, sweatpants and big t-shirts. That's our version of lingerie. But I do like it.
I do, too. And it doesn't have to be anything, like, extra fancy or intricate, you know.
Yeah, I don't know how to take that crap off.
Right.
So it doesn't
need
to be that fancy.
Yeah. Just something that's a little spicy, a little nice that says, hey... Let's do this.
Kev likes the spice invitation.
I don't disagree, but I'll take the other side of things. I think just be there naked's good for me.
Right to it.
Right, yeah, right to it, and take the money you'd spend on the lingerie and maybe
somewhere else.
Put it towards
something else.
People always say lingerie is overrated, but I think like there's something like different about it, right? Like there's something cool about that experience. So I like lingerie.
Okay.
Did you just give us your opinion? You don't like it?
I mean, I just think it's complicated and you're going to take it off anyway. So I'm on the investing side of things.
Okay.
It's underused, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you do buy it and you do have it, I feel like it's underused. Like,
okay.
Like, this will be this great elaborate thing. It's going to be like sexy and whatnot. And then it's just like... It happens.
A lot
and
of build-up and then a lot of letdown.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's just me.
Well, what's the problem? Why is this such a letdown? That
Whoa.
Seems like a different issue.
No, okay.
That's not the lingerie.
More questions.
Don't blame the lingerie.
More questions. Okay. So you said something, Brett, that made me think, like, bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Is it weird to be gifted? Like, who is allowed to gift it? Is it weird for, like, your mother-in-law to gift that to you, like, for a bachelorette party or your mother? Like, who is allowed to gift it? Like... Your
so give
friend.
Us a list of people. There's a lot of people.
So your mother, your mother-in-law, friend.
Do one at a time. So go one at a time. Mother. So who are we
so
going
So is
with?
It weird for, like at a bachelorette party, friends? Is
friends.
It weird for your friends to gift lingerie?
I don't think so. I think that would be like the most appropriate.
Yeah. I think friends are
yes,
friends are definitely
know
good.
You
definitely
yeah.
less
yeah.
weird than mother, mother-in-law,
exactly.
or anybody
yes.
in that regard.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
Okay. So friends are good. Mother, mother-in-law?
Absolutely not.
Mother-in-law's.
What if it's
awkward.
A tradition? A lot of people do that as a tradition.
So, mother, there's two different
what
people.
Kind of
mother, I feel like is totally acceptable. Mother-in-law is different.
I don't know what? If I'd want my mom.
Yeah, so mom.
I feel like it's the other way.
No, because I feel like mom, like you kind of like have this like deep relationship. Lingerie, your mother-in-law is like, please hook up with my son. Like that's weird.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
wear this for my little boy.
I think both moms need to say.
I feel like mom can be cute and fun and silly or whatever. Like you guys are tight. Like I feel like your mom knows everything about you, so it's different. So that's why I think they're two completely different questions. Mom's cool, mother-in-law.
Yeah. Like, mother-in-law keeps giving you sackcloth.
Yeah, like,
you
know, mother-in-law is different. Like, wear this for my little boy.
She's like, here's a chastity belt. Yeah. I put them together because in my mind, I think they're the same.
No, those are totally different.
Totally different.
I'll break in for a quick story here. Because recently we went to my grandma's house for dinner or something. This was like probably a year and a half, 2 years ago. And she thought it would be a nice gesture to, I guess, give Annie this gown type thing.
Your grandma?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it was like,
oh my God.
I was like, Annie, just.
Was it called the bedroom gown?
It was something, dude. It literally looked like a bed sheet. It was like one of these old, like, pilgrimage
That's
type
sexy. I like.
And,
man, nothing better than like hooking up with a Quaker.
It was very Quaker-like. It was very Quaker-like, but it was
you gotta sow those oats.
I feel like we're gonna get canceled for this.
It was an interesting gift from grandma. You know, not so much lingerie, just kind of
a sheet.
Not the most
sheet.
It was a sheet. Girls, girls, run the world.
Yeah, we're going commercial free. Every single day on the Brett Magus Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Glenn Powell finally admitted to the chemistry with Sydney Sweeney. I'll tell you what he had to say about it, though, at 8:35.
Thank you for listening. And tell your friends about
the sugar. Mmm, it's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Come on. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Over the summer, Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney did a movie together, Anyone But You. It did really, really well. And finally, they came out and talked about their chemistry and like if they were interested in each other for real outside of the movie or not. They took the internet definitely by storm, interview after interview, Instagram post after Instagram post. About them like flirting together, and it just like it almost made me uncomfortable because they both were in relationships at the time.
Yeah.
And Glenn, actually, him and his girlfriend broke up during this time of all these rumors and everything, and his girlfriend unfollowed his Instagram, which was where he was posting all these things with Sydney like off camera. So everybody was like, okay, are they for real like hooking up and in love, or like what's going
on? How many co-stars have we seen that have dated? We all have seen the Angelina Jolie moving in on Jennifer's man.
Right. So Glenn came out and said the two things that you have to do to sell a rom-com are to be fun and show chemistry. Sydney and I have a ton of fun together and we have a ton of effortless chemistry. That's what keeps people wanting on screen and off the screen. Sometimes you just have to lean into it a bit, and it worked wonderfully. Sydney is very, very smart. So he is saying that they knew for the success of their movie that they would have to like really push their like chemistry and their bond. And so he's basically saying, okay, we're not really like in love. We just did it to push the movie.
Do you think... Well, that's like seems like an obvious answer. Like, obviously, we need chemistry on anything to be successful. Do you think he's saying?
I think
though,
he's saying he's leaning into the rumors.
Do you think he's saying he's leaning into the rumors?
Yeah, which is weird. They're being so transparent about it.
You think?
Yeah.
You don't think it's just clear as clear? You think there's still some murky
water?
Well,
I think just the fact. No, I just think the fact that he's saying like basically we leaned into it is weird. People don't normally say that.
I also, do you believe that he just leaned into it? His girlfriend broke up with him.
Yeah, I definitely think they stayed together. Here.
Because I feel like leaning into rumors that are not true is dirty.
Yeah, this definitely is
like,
dirty.
It's one thing to
regardless
say,
regardless
like,
of whether something happened or not, it's dirty that they even leaned into like the questioning of
I think you have to feel like when you're watching the movie that they could actually date. And then when you see them during interviews, you have to feel like they have good chemistry. Like, I could see these two dating. There's another thing to lean into the rumors where you're going to destroy someone else's relationship. Something like, this is not true. I love her. She's like a sister to me. We could actually date, but we're never going to date. Because everyone always says that about your best friend, right?
True.
Like, best friend, you guys should be dating. Like, no, they're my best friend. And so that's okay. Leaning into rumors that you're cheating feels dirty.
Very true. Yeah, he never was like, we don't have chemistry and nothing ever happened. Instead, he's like, yeah, Sydney's really smart for leaning into the rumors.
Yeah, that's like, that seems to
sus. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.